Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who've heard this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. First-time listeners, I'm particularly glad you've tuned in. I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to another new episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students' and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. I'm glad you could join me for episode 042, recorded on May 23rd, 2011. Hey, how was your week? Before I go another minute into this show, I must send a birthday greeting to a recently former student, Melissa. Those of you who have listened to the podcast for a while heard me bid Melissa a fond adieu when she needed to cease her guitar lessons and add working to her life schedule as well as going to school. So, Melissa, enjoy your day. I know this is a milestone birthday. It's a big one, so congratulations and have a great day. You already got a text from me. I'm sure we're going to talk later today. And while I'm giving personal greetings, I want to take this opportunity to welcome Tommy into my schedule. His first lesson is scheduled for tomorrow. And I guess now that I've named a few students with notable milestones, I must congratulate my student Olivia on her baptism yesterday. The E-man and I attended the service at which she, her twin sister, and their dad were baptized along with about six other people. It was an absolutely beautiful morning. It was a lovely service. So congratulations, Olivia. Now it's the fourth week of the DR nylon string trial. The strings are not quite played out, which is an indicator that you'll get good wear out of them. I usually change strings every 3 to 4 weeks when I'm putting in regular playing time. I was conscientious to only play the D-Yard guitar-stringed guitar, and that was so I would have a consistent impression of the strings and not be going back and forth between instruments. It's mind-blowing to me, but I am prepared to make the statement that when I have used all the nylon strings that I already have, I can't believe I'm saying this, I will be switching to DRs. I don't know if I will use only bass sets or full sets. I'm thinking probably full sets with bass changes halfway through the treble's wear, but they will become my permanent string of choice for my nylon string guitars. I'm not surprised because I've known the quality of DRs since the first set I put on my acoustic in 1989 when the company began. They were revolutionary then, and for me, the nylon strings are revolutionary now. It's amazing. I know this sounds like a sappy romance, but in a sense, it is a romance. The, for lack of a better word, intimate experience of playing an instrument for hours every day, in that circumstance, a certain good consistency is a byproduct. For this guitarist, voluntarily changing the brand strings I've used for decades upon decades can only come about by a careful, observed, and measured improvement in sound. The same would be necessary if I were to change what pick brand, style, and weight I use. They haven't changed for longer than the strings. It would have to be a revolutionary upgrade for it to even enter my mind to try. So my thanks to DR for their across-the-board superior strings. When handmade is done right, the quality is unmistakable. Okay, well that's it for today's intro. Let's move along to this week's student spotlight. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week, there are three students. Well, that's an upgrade from last week. They are Arno, Julia, and Olivia. Great jobs, dude and dudettes. These students have exhibited great tenacity, and you know, that's a lot of what it takes to be a musician. Some musicians, just by the brute force and will of their dedication, are better players than their general aptitude just because they're in there slogging away all the time. Now, that's not to say that these three aren't gifted musicians. They actually are all rather naturally wired for music. But when you add that to the consistency they're exhibiting week to week to week, there's the formula for great musical growth and success and triumph. So really, really good job. And you people who are gifted out there, just I know I hammer this to death, but it's true. Gifted alone is not going to get you there. You've got to put the time in. You've got to put the rote physical work in. You've got to be mentally attuned to what you're doing and not just play and have it be simply rote without your ears engaged. You know, you can't be an illiterate musician who, you know, can memorize something and it plays just like a synthesizer created it as opposed to a person, you know, and it doesn't breathe and it doesn't have life in it. So I want to congratulate Arno, Julia, and Olivia again. They did a fabulous job, and a lot of this is their dedication combined with their general music giftedness and that they actually work each week. So good job. I hope more will be in the spotlight next week and that some of you will be perhaps the scale will just tip a little bit and you'll put a little bit more time in or a little bit more consistent effort. It might not even be just the issue of time. It might be the issue of focus, which I know for some of my students, that's a big hurdle. So great job. Looking forward to seeing you guys in the spotlight again next week, depending on how well you play this week. Now let's move along to this week's question of the week. This week's question came from a student, and it was, I'm sort of paraphrasing, but this is about how it went. I want to get a hollow or semi-hollow body guitar. Which should I get? Aren't they basically the same? Well, this was unusual in two respects. I don't know that I've had this question. I know I haven't answered the question before on this podcast, and I don't know if anyone's ever asked me that question. And it's a little different in that most students who are ready to buy a guitar are one of two extremes. They're either a totally blank slate, or they think they know exactly the instrument they want before they've even test-driven it in the guitar store. So this student is falling kind of toward that they know the guitar they want, maybe not the brand, but they're a little bit more in the not blank slate camp. Well, they do look similar. And in some circumstances, hollow body and semi-hollow body, some circumstances they sound similar. They definitely look similar, but they aren't entirely interchangeable. They can both be found across many price points from the generally accessible. I mean, you know, it's not the highest quality guitar, but it's certainly good enough. To the very high end price point. So there's pretty much room in here for everybody who wants to jump in. For my student that posed this question, I suggested a semi-hollow body guitar for him. He is not a mature and mainly jazz-playing guitarist. Like most males I know, he likes really big noise, at least sometimes. So since I expect he's going to crank up his amp more often than not, the semi-hollow body is a better choice. You can't pump up the volume all the way on a hollow body guitar without tremendous feedback. I'm going to discuss hollow and semi-hollow body guitars in this week's Take Note segment. So that's all I'm going to say about it here in this segment. So if you're thinking about some very warm sounding hollow or semi-hollow body guitar, your first consideration is, what's the venue I'm going to play in? Is it possible that for whatever genre I'm working in, I'm going to want the volume ear-shattering? Well, if you want your volume really loud, completely, fully hollow body guitars are out. You're going to have so much feedback that it's just not going to be worth it and you're going to have an unsatisfying experience. That's going to take it for this week's part of this question. And as I said, I'm going to focus on this a little bit more and take note. Now, if you're not one of my students and you have a question you'd like addressed in this segment, you can email your question to me. My email address is guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please notice, although the podcast is Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast, the email is simply guitartechnique@gmail.com. There's no tutor in there. If you have emailed or, for that matter, called in a question and I use it on the air, I will get in touch with you, get your address, and send you a Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast pick for your trouble. So thank you for the question. I guess I'll be guitar shopping soon. And let's move along to this week's news. I'm digging the flow of this podcast, so I'm going to keep this whole show sort of oriented to hollow and semi-hollow body guitars if I can. So in the news this week, our info is from the Gresh Company, the legendary guitar maker. They announce the twang is back. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and Grammy Award winner Duane Eddy and his legendary tone is celebrated with his Gresh signature model guitar. Twin Dynasonic pickups, true arc rocking bar bridge, lacquer finish, and special neck and headstock profile replicated from Duane's original G6120 that can be heard on many of his chart-topping hits. Now, I don't know how old you are, but Duane Eddy is a legend. Let me tell you a little bit about this guitar, and then I'm going to tell you just a little bit about Duane Eddy. This signature hollow body guitar combines the best of Gresh in the 50s with the best of Gresh today to pay sincere tribute to an original era hit maker and rock and roll innovator. The pure sound of Duane Eddy is the pure sound of a great Gresh guitar, and the G6120DE resonates with his amazing sound and his amazing rock and roll legacy as a true rebel rouser of an instrument. Eddy will be forever revered as an original guitar hero who put a deep, resounding twang into rock and roll. On a string of late 1950s and early 60s instrumental hits, he used dramatic single-note echo to produce a signature sound that evoked souped-up cars on a Saturday night, 1 minute, and the wide-open vistas of the Wild West the next. He became the most successful instrumentalist in rock history, charting 15 top 40 songs from 1958 through 1963 and selling more than 100 million records worldwide. In tribute to his influence and inspiration, he had an album in 1987 entitled Inspiration. Duane Eddy featured a stellar lineup of guests, including Paul McCartney, George Harrison, Rye Cooter, John Fogerty, James Burton, David Lindley, Steve Cropper, and original rebels Larry Netchel and Jim Horn. Tracks were produced by McCartney, Cooter, Jeff Lynne, Art of Noise, and Eddy himself. In further acknowledgement of his contributions to popular music, Eddy was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 94. Millions of theatergoers that year heard Rebel Rouser in Forrest Gump and The Trembler in Natural Born Killers. Eddy received Guitar Player Magazine's Legend Award in 2004, only the second guitarist to so be honored, the first one being his own idol, Les Paul. He appeared at the Hollywood Bowl in June of 2008 to celebrate the 50th anniversary of rock and roll performances at the famous venue, an event that bore special significance because the August At the August 24, 1958 salute to Dick Clark, Eddie was the headlining artist for the first rock and roll show at the Hollywood Bowl. Now, you know, this is a legendary guy, and if you don't know Duane Eddy, go on YouTube and listen to him. His genre may be not what you customarily listen to, but the guy was a consummate instrumental artist. I mean, there's just no other way to express it. And whether he's your taste or not, that doesn't matter, because if you're a balanced musician, you would really want to be listening to the best of whatever genre you listen to, even if it's not yours. Because if your ears are open and your mind is clear, all of those experiences and all audio samplings that travel through your mind are going to contribute to your musicianship, your style, your playing, and your musical acumen in general. Now, I'm going to put my two cents in about this guitar. It's gorgeous. Now, it is not priced for everyone. It's definitely not for the faint of heart or the budget conscious. I believe the MSR price on this is about $12,000. So for you serious guitarists who love that inimitable Eddie sound and who have a nice chunk of change to spend, you might really want to go and play one of these babies and consider purchasing it. For you collectors who are looking for a lovely guitar that is not only a collectible but a tribute or homage to a great guitarist, this is something you should really consider adding to your collection. I will put the links up about this fabulous Duane Eddy Signature Edition Gresh guitar in the show notes. Now, let's move on to the Take Notes segment for today. Take note topic this week is hollow versus semi-hollow, a closer look. So the difference between a hollow body and a semi-hollow body is on the inside more than the outside. Not all, but most hollow body guitars are the electrics with the F-holes. An F-hole is the hole that looks like the holes in a violin. I'm not suggesting that every hollow or semi-hollow body guitar has an F-hole, but most of them do. Okay, hollow body guitars have an arched top and a completely hollow box. That's why they're called hollow bodies. And, you know, for those people who don't know, the sound box or the box of the guitar is that part that the neck is attached to. It's the whole body of the guitar. That's called the box when it's an acoustic instrument. The electronics are inside or in the bridge, it depends. But aside from any kind of electronics or wiring occupying space, the unique round warm tone of the hollow body guitar is created by the combination of the resonance created by the shallow box combined with electric amplification. Barring the use of effects, the sound of a solid body electric can never be mistaken for the sound of a hollow body electric. The difference is like the difference between the sound of a muscle car without a muffler and the near-quiet purr of a Jaguar motor. Neither is better. They're both perfect for their given use, but you'd never hear the unmuffled muscle car drive down the street and turn your head expecting to see a Jaguar. It wouldn't happen. So it is with solid body and hollow body electrics. The only negative that some who desire to play a hollow body run into, besides its size, is that because the box is so cavernous, there are feedback issues when amplification is too loud. And these feedback issues can be compared to the feedback issues you have with a fully acoustic guitar and you miking it for amplification rather than using an acoustic electric guitar. Same idea that I don't know physics so well, but my guess, and I could be totally off here, it's just my gut suspicion, I guess you'd call it, would be that it has to do with how the tremendous number of overtones that occur from an acoustic instrument are picked up when they're amplified, and what that signal conveyance causes in the way of distortion. I'm not really scientific here, but I'm trying to give you an idea. Okay, now, the semi-hollow does have small visible distinctions from a hollow body, but the differences are subtle. The visual differences are subtle and could be missed by an uninformed viewer. A semi-hollow body guitar is generally smaller, specifically in depth, than a hollow body. It doesn't have to be as deep. And it's called semi-hollow because there's a solid block of wood down the center of the box, giving the guitar two small, acoustic chambers rather than a single large one. It's still got that roundish, warmish sound, but because the boxes are small and there's two of them, it can be amplified without concern of the plaguing feedback one can experience with a fully hollow body. So that makes a semi-hollow body guitar a great addition to the electric guitar family and a more likely choice for musicians who play more than one genre, especially if they're not solely jazz players or solely instrumental players of genres that don't require a huge booming killer sound. They're lovely guitars. You do get that warm sound that you can't get on a solid body. So that's the basic distinction between the two. I mean, I'm not going into every brand's small nuanced differences, but basically we're talking about a difference in box depth and a difference in fully hollow, big resonance, therefore feedback issues, and two small boxes that have less of the kind of overtones that cause that tremendous feedback, so you can pump up the volume on the semi-hollow. Well, that wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 042. Let's move along to this week's outro. Thanks again for joining me this week. So the love affair continues. My heart and head are totally aligned when I say, DR, I'm yours. Congratulations to Arno, Julia, and Olivia for another week of true musicianship. Go for a semi-hollow body guitar if you're going to pump up the volume. The Duane Eddy Signature Gresh is a gorgeous tribute and on the pricey side. Hollow and semi-hollow are equal but different. Happy birthday, Melissa! I am taking Memorial Day off, so I'll be back behind the microphone in 2 weeks. If you have a busy weekend ahead, arrange your day so you don't neglect playing. You'll kick yourself if your chops degrade just because you were a little busier and having a barbecue. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, guitartechniquetutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.